Right.
We like to keep you on your toes. Max has got slightly more hair than Jeremy.
Yeah, that's the giveaway.
Aren't the losses?
We'll keep questions in the room first, and then we might jump on Zoom for one or two. So, Mitch, if you want to start this minute.
Yeah, Max, I guess in terms of the things you guys could control tonight, what do you think went wrong?
Yeah, obviously it was a quick turnaround coming off a big Halifax win, and I think everyone can agree it was a slow start, slower start than we wanted. I think after the goal we picked it up, but obviously stuff happened against us. I thought we reacted well coming into the second half. The boys were up for it. I think we get hard done by the second goal, and not the night really we wanted.
Big chance here to stay in the fight. How do you put this one behind you and just move on? I guess a full week kind of helps.
Yeah, we know we're in a race. We know everyone's up for it. We know a bunch of teams that we all want to make playoffs. And for us, we got a big game coming up against Pacific, and we'll obviously look at this game back, but then we'll bounce straight forward and start looking Pacific and keep our heads up.
Thanks, Mitch.
Tom. It was unfortunate first goal to concede, defense being kind of dragged out of position a bit. But when you lose a guy like a Batney, how big of a loss really is he? Because he's kind of slowly became very common presence out at the back.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good kid. Noah's a good kid. He's done really well coming in, and the minutes he's got, depending where he played, whether it's center back or fullback, he's done a job. And for me, I think he's. It's harsh, obviously. It sucks for him. It's a tackle that, it just sucks. And to lose him, it was kind of, you have to reshuffle, whether that's, we put Clement right back and then we stayed and we more went into like a three. But yeah, it's kind of one of those things, you can't really dwell on it in the moment. You just have to bounce back.
You've got three more home games, in the next 3 weeks, and home games haven't always brought the best out of you, but do you think that staying in one place is going to help you, or if it will kind of go the other way?
Yeah, I think we all want to show that we can play here as well, not just we're known to be on the road and getting results. We want to play at home and in front of our fans and do well. And for us, I think the rest, the extra couple days of rest in between games will be good for us. And like I said before, we'll stay at home and look forward to Pacific.
Statistically, even when despite the goals and sort of circumstances that were out of your guys' control, I'm just curious on whether you sort of felt that on the pitch, and whether the team felt that they were in this one through the entire 90.
Yeah, I think even when we went down a man at half, we said this is our game, and once we get one, we'll get another. And we missed a few chances at the start of the second that we want back, and I think the boys did well to respond. We're on the front foot, even being down to 10 men. And yeah, for us, it's we're always confident in our play, and we're looking to win this game.
I'm just curious as well whether, at times it maybe felt a little forced in the attack. I'm just curious on whether you sort of felt that way as well, especially as a forward converted to fullback. Just sort of what you felt from that, unique role on the pitch there.
I mean, I think in games like that, when you go down 1-0, especially down your 10, when you're down 10 men, and it's a game that we knew that we wanted to win. I guess we pushed more than we usually do. It was just something that in games like this, especially when the games are getting down to the season, when we got 4 or 5 games left, it's we know it's desperate times, and I think the boys did well.
Any other questions in the room for Maxie?
Well, I guess at the very end of the game there, was there someone that you're trying to exert control, because Mo had taken two yellows as a red, and then even after the game was over, was there, there seemed to be some players clutching to say, don't get near that ref, don't get near that ref. Is that just because you've got to think of the future, and it's no use talking to him, get him out of here, we'll never see him again. I guess the discipline thing, was that like Martin just said, cool it down?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was one of those games for us. It was, emotions were high, and we know how passionate our guys are, and obviously it kind of got crazy towards the end. And yeah, at the final whistle, guys were upset, but we got to realize that we have games to play. We got to play Pacific. We got a bunch of games up, and you want to play those games, right? So it was kind of just calm yourselves down and move on.
Okay, great. Just about the new guys that even we haven't seen before, I guess they're, unless he's been signed and we just didn't hear about him before, some guys made their start just like tonight, and they just say, yeah, I guess he belongs here. I know they had to play because it was only like 10 guys, so they didn't get to show off their best, but they still look like, hey, they belong with us. How did you feel as like a player who's been here all year to see welcome new guy?
Yeah, I think it's like that for since I've been at York. We're really welcoming group, and when we see kids, I think you're talking about Caden, when kids like that come in and they're working hard every day. He was on trial with us for a month, did really well, and yeah, he got his chance, and good for him. And it's everyone that's done that for us before. We really appreciate that.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Ruben, do you have a question or two for Maxi, maybe? Okay, Ruben, you're on mute if you can hear, but if not, we can leave it there with Max.
Maxi, you're done, Dustin.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Max.
It's an empty room.
This will be brief.
The lights are turned up bright today, anyways.
Okay, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
No, obviously not the start of the home standard you guys be hoping for in terms of what, I guess, you could control tonight. Mm-hmm. What do you think went wrong on your side?
I mean, I thought we got off to a poor start. To be fair, we kind of came back into the game and then got caught in a transition moment. From there, I think a lot of the game was decided in on the red card.
Once Noah does get sent off, what did you maybe try to adjust? I mean, it's obviously a difficult mm-hmm. player is easy, but you get a center back sent off, that's a tough one. What did you try to adjust?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's tough when you don't have another one on the bench or any defenders on the bench. So we kind of made do. I thought we did create. We had a chance. Austin had a chance to go 1-1. Keeper made a good save. And we had another half chance, I think, before they scored their second. You know, and then obviously there's a bad call for us on the second. You know, Clem's foul going in through the middle, and they poke the ball free and go and score. And we all kind of stopped because we thought he was given the foul because it was an obvious foul and we didn't get it. So... you know, and then it just, I think our guys kind of lost it a little bit, just, you know, lost our way a little bit, just with the way the game was going.
Tom. Hi, Martin. Maybe you had a look at some of the calls again, maybe you didn't. I just want to know, do you feel cheated in any way after this match?
Yeah, I think so. Personally, but you know, we for a team that plays at home, we rarely get calls here. You know, you go other places and other teams get calls at their place, but here it never seems to be in our favor, so or rarely does. So it's like we play this is like an away game for us when we play here.
And getting the ball to Austin Ricci wasn't really a problem on Monday, but now it seems you guys were kind of a bit struggling to get the ball to your striker. Do you know what kind of what was the root of that problem?
Yeah, I think we were looking too short. I think we had to open up the game a bit. They had a high line, and we weren't finding that space, which we should have. It was on. We just didn't play it. So we tried to play everything to feet, which was causing our problems a lot of times. So we lost our width, and we're playing to feet, which is where we were struggling in the first half.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I guess playing, I was just thinking the discipline, but it was right at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Mo taking two yellows.
Yep.
And, you know, we could see the reasoning for that. But even after the game, like, I mean, that ref is, like, get him off the field, get him out of here. But it's like some of your players, I don't know if it was with your help, that said, we're holding back some of the other players from, I guess, saying another few words or sarcastically applauding or something. Mm-hmm. Is that something you'll say, let's not get in any more trouble, let's just get out of here, and we'll comes another day?
Yeah, I mean, that was the play. Mauro was over there trying to get the players to keep the players away because nothing good can come of it at that stage. I think the ref knew that he had a bad performance. You know, and he had a big impact on the score of the game.
I don't know the rules because Mo had like yellow cards before that he. Like getting a red card now, does that like double up the penalties being so late in the season, or is that just going to be he'll just miss the next game and that'll be it?
I assume he just missed one game because it was just two yellows, you know. And I understand his frustration, you know.
And just to turn it around, because I always ask about the young players, but you bring in some young players and they look like they fit. It isn't quite like when it's announced that they've, you know, they just signed and, you know, and then they play. But I think it was Max said that there's, like, one of the guys just introduced today, he's actually been training for a month. So do you try out guys and then some you sign and some you don't sign?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends on the circumstance. We had Caden in. Because we felt there was a spot was going to open up, so we were having a look. Because we have three keepers in the roster, and we weren't planning on having three keepers in the roster for the run-in. So when with both keepers being injured and Adisa playing well and staying, that spot didn't open up. But then in the end, he actually went home, and in the end, Mikey Petrasso got a loan move, so it opened up a spot for a signing.
Statistically, this one sort of actually shaped up pretty evenly. I don't know if you saw that from your side on the field, but just sort of what can you take out of, you know, if not for what you guys can control tonight, the first 40 minutes out of this match, at least you know, a couple of forced turnovers from Valor with the high press and, you know, passes that maybe were a little too long or a little too forced at times. And just what did you take out of tonight as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I thought we were okay, did enough first half. We weren't at it, to be honest. Like, it was just we weren't crisp with our passing. We weren't accurate enough with our passing, which led to the turnovers. We knew exactly how they're going to press, and they did exactly what we thought. We were able to play around it, control it. We used the keeper well to. It was now from that phase. Can we get from, you know, our final third into their half? And we were struggling at finding those passes and unlocking them. So, but I don't think our energy was there from the start. I think they had the ball for the first 2 minutes of the game, I think. So, you know, put us on our back foot. We climbed back into the game and then gave away a, you know, a poor goal from my opinion. And then, obviously, things turned shortly after. So, yeah, it's a tough one. I think what it goes to show with us creating chances, even at 10 men, it shows that we have the ability to score and punish teams. Our problem is scoring goals here for whatever reason has been an issue for us this year. So we've got to really figure a way out to fixing that. So when we score here, we do well, and when we don't, we struggle.
And talking about scoring goals and sort of forwards, I know that you guys obviously haven't picked up Caden. Understand that Camilo as well is here for a spell, and he's now over at Halifax and signed a full contract there. So just, you know, wondering how that sort of shaped out between whether it was like a race between the two of them or whether it was just, you know, Caden all the way.
Well, I mean, Camilo was here and then we released him to go to university, and then there was a problem with his university and he was ineligible. We would have had him back, but I guess they snaked in and grabbed him before he could come back. So you know, it's really not how it should work, but you know, the league just allowed it to happen, so it's one of those things, right?
And you know, on the third goal tonight as well, obviously it's like, again, circumstances, it's hard to say anything, you know, obviously, but minds where they were and so on, it's hard to say, but you know, what do you make of a ball that isn't cleared and sort of sits up in, you know, 2-3 yards from the goal, gets another shot at it, and puts it past Avisa?
The third goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just the way we were getting overrun at that point, and we were playing really a back three. We were throwing caution to the wind just to try to get back into it, and you know, yeah, it was just one of those. I think Tass was able to block the cross, but you know, we just didn't get to the second ball quick enough, and it was a good finish by the kid. So I think it was Aloha, but it was yeah, it was just one of them. I think the first one, it was a tough one sliding if Paris can clear it, but roll all the way through the back post, and then. Yeah, it's just it wasn't our day in a lot of ways today, so we just got to regroup now and focus on the next one. It's not going to be get any easier from here in, but you know, we're still in with a shot, so we got to pick up some results.
Just a quick one for me. Something positive tonight, Kev with his fifth in the season in the league, mm-hmm. behind Mona.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Kev's been really good this year. You know, I thought last year he was really good, except we weren't getting a lot of end product from him, but he was doing a lot of really good things in the field, and you could see the ability he had. And, you know, I think it was just once he got one, you know, he could score a bunch. And he's got a great strike on him. He's got a good touch. And he's had a good run here. You know, we have 5 goals this season, and you know, we'd like to maybe get him assisting on more goals, and if he can grab that aspect of the game, he'd be one of the top wingers in this league.
We have one or two more on Zoom from Ridwan, just call him
in. Ridwan, you've been waiting patiently for Nashi.
Yeah, Martin, I just want to start off with this question. Does this defeat in any way change anything for you in terms of tactics or training methods? You know, is it time to press the panic button?
No, I don't think so. You know, we've still got 4 games left and a lot of points to play for. You know, it hurts this one against a team that's been struggling, but, you know, there's still a lot to play for. We can't press the panic button now. We got to come with the same attitude we've had for the last few weeks, and you know, get a win next week. It's not going to be easy, we know that, but we have the ability to beat any team in this league. And you know, Pacific's been tough for us this year, so it's not going to be easy, but you know, if we come with the right mindset and attitude, I don't see why we couldn't win 4 games in a row. So it's all about how we approach the game, and we got to find a way to come out sharper at home. As I felt again, I know it's a short turnaround from Monday to Friday, but I thought we came out a bit sluggish today.
And I don't know whether coaches or tactical brains like you people do. After a game like this, do you look back, reflect, and say, you know, I was carved open tactically by my opposite number?
I think, well, it's tough to say. I thought they came out well in the first. They were causing us some problems in midfield in the first, 30 minutes. We got caught following men, but we kind of seemed to solve it. And then obviously the sending off hurt a lot, so the tactics kind of go out the window in some ways, because you have to find different ways to defend and attack at the same time. So you don't want to leave yourself where you can't attack, especially when you're down. But you still got to find ways to solve those problems. And I felt we did quite a good job defensively, considering at 10 men, and had something going forward. The second goal kills it, but I thought we had a good start to the second half. And, you know, if we score that chance maybe to go 1-1, you never know what can happen. And maybe we change our tactics again and shut up shop. But it's always tough to look back at these games. We'll look back at, is there a better way for us to play against or play with 10 men? But I think really right now is we got to concentrate on us for the first 3 days this week, and concentrate on Pacific for the last 2 days of the week before the game.
And finally for me, what was the post-match locker room talk?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was quite calm. You know, I
it was everyone was wound up and frustrated, so there's no point in making it worse. So the message for me is that there's still a lot to play for, and you know, we can't lose sight of that goal of wanting to make the playoffs. So it's they've got 2 days off now because we don't play till the following Sunday, so give them the weekend off to regroup, and we'll get back at it Monday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
There we go.
Thank you.
What was this last week, by the way? And then didn't you call me Martin last week?